Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Before we're done today, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to NSO Back to the Future at Wolf Trap. Also, we have a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Jiffy Lube Live. That's this Friday, I believe. So we will give those away before the show is over. Before 9:54:20.
I was a little bit anxious, I'll be honest. I'm not trying to be gross or anything, but all of a sudden a wave hit me, and I was like, oh, the mayor's going to come in. Now everyone's making a big deal about it. I'm going to come in late.
Did you wash your hands at least?
My hands so washed.
They're so clean.
So washed. But I mean, I had to just make sure it didn't get on my phone. I had to just lock in. I had to do, you know what I'm saying, Casey?
Yeah.
I had to lock in, get in, get out.
I'll be honest, I'm not as good at hand washing after number one as I am after number two. It's very cursory and quick, like 15 seconds at most. But after the real business,
sometimes I don't even do it.
After number one?
Yeah, sometimes I don't.
What about after number two?
Oh, always.
Okay, but after number one, sometimes you're just like,
sometimes I'm just like, I'm fine. Mm. They're clean enough.
Your poor computers.
You want to come over here and use them?
No, I'd rather not after that latest admission.
You
want
to dap me up?
No. Okay. I'll pass. Take a pass on that.
Hey, Valdez, training camp news from the Ravens. Ravens receiver Zay Flowers provided the first big play of camp, as well as the first scare. Electrified the crowd by catching a pass on the slant route, burst upfield for a long TD, but then apparently tweaked his ankle. Missed a few reps, but he was back on the field. It was all good.
Mm-hmm.
Zay Flowers is going to have a bomb year.
He stays healthy, right? I think
he'll be good, but like...
I think he's going to have a good year.
He's in an offense that just does not throw the ball a lot.
I understand that.
But so that suppresses his numbers.
I'm not saying he'd be a number one receiver on my fantasy team, but I think he's going to have a good year.
Now we have to start getting...
Did you see Travis Hunter on 11-on-11 and 7-on-7? All offensive.
Ooh. That's a good nugget.
All offensive reps.
So what does that mean? He didn't do any defensive reps?
Nope.
I saw that Jackson Dart threw a pick six, I think, on his first pass in Giants camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure Lamar didn't throw for 4,000 yards and have
40 touchdowns.
42 passing touchdowns.
What did Flowers have last year? They also had a freaking...
Now,
I don't understand.
He was just saying he's in an offense that doesn't throw the ball.
Okay, maybe I didn't frame that correctly. There are a lot of mouths to feed in that offense where I just don't think he's going to be... Probably worth where you're going to pick him in a fantasy draft. That's
or would I pick him?
I don't know.
You don't have any idea where I'd pick him.
I have no clue.
But he had 75 catches. Now, he didn't score a lot of touchdowns.
I don't know what his ADP is at this point.
75 catches and over 1,000 yards. I mean, you'd like the touchdowns to be up to 8 or 9. But
he's a perfect like number three receiver on your fantasy squad. I don't want him as my number one or number two.
Definitely not number one, but I wouldn't mind number two.
Oh, I love that we're getting into geeky fantasy talk already. Training camp's barely started.
I don't know. I'm just reading all the updates from all these teams.
Somebody sent us an article. Apparently, what D. Woods was describing, there was an article written about it in Washingtonian Magazine recently saying that group blind dates are trending. That's the booming trend now.
Apparently it is. I mean, pretty sure that if I were single... I still wouldn't do that in a billion years. That's way too outside of my comfort.
It takes a little pressure off, though, of a blind date.
True. Well, I think also it could be especially maybe comforting to, like, women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to go on a blind date maybe with a stranger.
Okay, I can understand that.
You know what I mean? So in a group situation.
There's strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers.
And you have multiple prospects, right? I mean, he said it was two dudes, four girls. The girls could decide which guy they
were. Five women, right? It was two... Oh, two it's guys and like five women, right?
Oh, you're not even
it's
really,
a group
you're not
date.
Even really hooked up yet.
Right.
No, you
can decide
for the
first
time.
You're just wooing each other.
Right.
It's you early
just,
in the wooing.
You see who you vibe
too.
With, I guess.
Yes.
In that group setting.
All right, can I ask a question?
A lot of competition.
Can I ask a question
please.
That I'm dying to ask?
Ask it.
I thought D. Woods had like a significant other. That's not a thing.
Not sure. I don't keep track of that.
And I'm not trying to ask. You know,
on occasion,
but he's going
he
on the radio and he's talking about this stuff, so I assume it's okay for me to ask. I'm not trying to violate any sort of man's code.
I don't have D's phone number. Like
I was
JP,
always under the impression.
I interact with him sometimes on Twitter.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong on this, but he did have a long time.
Yeah, he had a long time bow or something.
He's still, like, and I find this kind of weird. He still, like,
friendly
hangs out with
her.
Like, they still do stuff
I'm
together.
I'm so confused.
That's
because
weird.
Because he's talking about climbing a tree and meeting all these people, and I'm, you know.
Yeah, I think that they have gone their separate ways romantically, but they still, like, do stuff together and hang out.
That must be what it is, because he's talking about it on the radio. So if you talk about it on the radio, that means it's fair game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I will say, my head's kind of exploding when I hear these things, because I've always known him to have a significant other.
I guess that's longer the case.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I think maybe it's been an on and off
Did you guys
thing.
Not have the same thoughts in your head?
No, I don't really worry about his relationships.
What's
he's
going
making
on?
Sure that that's the chair she's going to sit in.
Is that a videographer or whatever?
No, he wants to put another chair.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to do something a little different.
What
we're
going
to take a break now. And then when we come back, the mayor is going to sit in with us. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, will join us in studio here on The Fan. Welcome back to the show. Junkies are very happy to welcome into the studio here in D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser, the
Hello,
mayor.
Hello, sports junkie.
The mayor of Washington, D.C. is in with us.
It's my pleasure to
Thank
be here.
Thank you for joining us in person.
Thanks for
we do appreciate
here.
It looked like it was wild there down the stretch. I mean, a lot of stuff going on. Is your job the worst job ever? I mean,
no, it's the best job. Are you kidding? The best job in Washington.
But I mean, there's chaos every day. Isn't there chaos?
Yes.
But
she embraces the chaos.
Right. Say, are you wired in that way that, like,
you can handle stress?
You love, like, some people change, they collapse. They can't handle things. Like, do you thrive on that? You like that? You get adrenaline rush or no?
Well, I keep my eye on the prize, and I hate to use, like, such a
cliche.
Mm-hmm. But it's important when you have jobs where there are lots of ups and downs to kind of stay right in the middle. Because in big cities and big city mayors, and, you know, I've been doing it a minute, there's always going to be something like this, but you got to get back to your agenda. And mm-hmm. our agenda for a long time is, how do we capitalize on 180 acres that mm-hmm. have been mostly vacant, asphalt, on the Anacostia River in the Monumental Axis? How do we do that? Mm-hmm. And so no matter what, whether it's people trying to block our legislation, where it was a billionaire who said, you know, we got it all wrong, whatever it is, we have to get back to getting the land, getting the deal, getting the vote, and getting a shovel in the ground.
And the prize is the RFK Stadium site. And I'm reading this from Eric Flack TV on Twitter from 16 hours ago. D.C. Council Chair reaches amended deal with Commanders on RFK Stadium, and council could vote for final approval within days of next week's public hearing.
Sounds like good news.
So the ball seems to be rolling here.
Is there something? Look at you smiling.
Uh-huh.
She brought her commander's hat.
Yes. So no, this has been our focus, and this has been my commitment to the people of Washington. Not just to have a stadium, though we want our team home, but to have an entire mixed use development that's going to deliver housing, that's going to deliver jobs, that's going to deliver opportunities for small businesses. But also to the team, you know, I worked really hard for them to take us seriously and to say to Josh Harris when he came to town, I can get the land. Just stick with me. And if we get the land, we're going to sit at the table.
How did you know you could get it?
I just believed that it was right. And we have in this city done a really good job with taking underutilized federal spaces and making them new neighborhoods. Look at the Navy Yard. Look at the Wharf. Look at Walter Reed. We can do it. But for us to make that type of investment, we have to be able to spin off a lot of jobs and opportunity. So the stadium does it, and the ancillary development makes it a whole community. So the Commanders are bringing $2.7 billion of private investment to this deal, mm-hmm. Larger than, say, one stadium deal in the United States of America. So that's a good thing.
Well, we speculated that you were supposed to be here, and then your PR staff said, no, she's going to call in.
Yeah.
That something came up. We speculated that the news wasn't as good as it sounded earlier, but you're not saying everything's good, right? The news is still good.
Look, we're going to have a vote next week. I believe that that's going to happen, and I think it's right for that to happen. I'm very pleased that the council has, you know, taken up the urgency of the situation, and they'll take a vote.
So not knowing D.C. politics well, other than just knowing it from afar, is that normally a good relationship you typically have with the city council, or are you sometimes oftentimes butt heads?
Well, I'm the mayor, and there's only one mayor, and there's 13 of them. So you do the math.
So you got to do some politicking.
So there's always something.
While we have you, can we get into some things that fans want to know? Do you know conceptually what it's going to look like?
I have, and I'm talking a little bit ahead of school because I'm talking a little bit out of school because we're always anticipating the right thing happening. And so when we get an approval, we want to be ready to go. We want to be ready with all the environmental, all the design. So I've had a couple of discussions with the design teams that the Commanders have brought on. And only when they get an approval, though, can they go 100%.
All right. So a lot of people wonder about parking. I'm looking at a New York Times article. Apparently, you guys are deciding where the revenue of parking is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
How much parking will there be? Public transportation? People are worried about driving into RFK and out of RFK.
They don't have to worry about that. People drove in and out of RFK for years. Remember all those championships? It's going to be bigger, but there are also more transportation options than when the football team played there before. Mm-hmm. We have more public bus. We have more people taking scooters. We have ride share like through the roof. This is a transit town. People are not single occupant vehicle drivers in DC like they are in other places. So they're quite used to going to RFK. And by the way, we have a whole corridor that's waiting for these fans on H Street Northeast. So we want people to pregame at the stadium. And yes, they will be able to tailgate. And we want people to stop at all of the restaurants and eateries along the way, like on H Street Northeast, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump from the new stadium.
Can we get to the nitty gritty real quick?
Yeah.
The nitty gritty, Mayor Bowser.
Yep.
Right.
We use that phrase all the time. Okay.
Because we're old.
Did President Trump's comments expedite this stuff? Did he speed everything up and now the council just doesn't want to deal with it? Did it have any impact on this?
Does the council just want to go on vacation everybody
you
else?
You can be honest with us.
I'm on the radio and I'm giving hand gestures, but...
You're on TV, too.
Listen.
Yeah, you're on TV.
Oh, I'm on TV.
See these cameras right here?
Oh, thank you, guys. I didn't realize that. So here's the deal. And this has always been my focus because, you know, I'm in all of these venues. The White House, the Congress, the other states. And so I believe firmly that we had to operate and execute in our period of exclusivity. And so I think that...
But that passed, right?
Just on July 15th. And I think that the council, I always said they need to vote on this in my budget.
Mm-hmm.
So they take this last vote on the budget on Monday, and it sounds like they may have a vote on this deal on Friday. So we can work with those days.
Okay.
They're feeling good about this, though. You're feeling good. Is this the best you felt? Because didn't we have her on the phone and we asked like on a scale of 1 to 5 level of concern?
4 was her answer.
Yeah, you gave us a 4.
And
what would it be now?
It'll be 4 until I sign it.
Still a 4.
Yeah, it's still a 4.
No, it's like a 3 or it's a 3. It's
well, like at least I know we have a vote. What I don't know, I don't know all of the details.
Well, they're not going to have a vote unless they already know the vote, and they want this to happen. They want the revenue too. So you know what? She's a 1.5.
She's smiling a lot.
She's
having a concern level of 4.
She's a 1.5.
Well, let me just say this. The devil is in the details.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I will have to make sure that any adjustments to our deal are good for the city and are in the spirit of the agreement that I made.
I mean, your Twitter from 2 days ago says we're on the 1 yard line.
I delivered it on the one yard line.
When you're on the 1 yard line, you're expecting to score a touchdown.
Where will this rank?
How many years you've been mayor now?
10.
Will this rank of all your accomplishments, all the things that you've done? Where does this rank if this vote goes through?
I think personally,
like what you're most proud of. Where is this going to rank? Come on.
It's up there.
Top 5. Top 3.
Yeah. Sure. You know, one day I'm not going to be mayor.
Right.
And if that 180 acres was sitting there, I would be very disappointed. That would be a fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe firmly, and I've said this to others, that in life, and especially in politics, there are windows of opportunity. And when it opens, even if it cracks, but if it's wide open, you better get yourself through it. Mm-hmm. And our window opened when Josh bought this team. Mm-hmm. We secured the land. We got a deal. That's our window. But it can close. Mm. And you've seen even in just this week how like risk and interference can make things really shaky. And that's why we got to get through the window. We have to have the right term. So I look forward to getting in the nitty gritty with the council next week. We have our hearing and they'll have their vote.
So Mayor Bowser, you mentioned Josh Harris. I want to get to that because without necessarily naming his name, the previous owner was trying to do this. What made Josh different and his people to make it actually happen?
Well, I can't tell you that I knew all of the intricacies of the organization inside, but from the outside, you could see that it was kind of in turmoil.
People and didn't want to be associated with it.
And then we learned later how dysfunctional it actually was. So once I really realized what was going on inside that organization, you could see why they weren't winning games, why they had a terrible like fan experience at the stadium. You could see why, you know, they got into community spats. Josh, I found to be quite different, very earnest, upfront, forthright, and he likes to win. And last year,
was he tough negotiator for you? Like,
he is.
I mean, that's what guys who are worth $8 billion plus. Like, they're tough negotiators.
Were you guys butting heads, or were you always same goal, same mind, so you were on the same
Josh
page?
Josh and I sat down across the table at a hotel, and we had to agree on time frame. I had to get them to stick with us, mm-hmm. all right? I had to get them to believe that we could get the land and we could meet their timeline to start and, you know, be in a new stadium by 2030. Mm-hmm. And once we agreed on the timeline, even if at some point we had to say to each other, you know, we're off schedule. I understand that you got to go your way and you understand that I have to go my way. And as we stayed simpatico on that. I knew what the city could invest. Mm-hmm. And I also knew that they heard bigger dollars other places. Mm-hmm. But I knew that the value of our site for the history of the team, for the beauty of the space, for how it operates, is the best for DC, is the best for the team, but it's also the best for the region because we're going to be able to maximize our existing transportation and other big event infrastructure that we do so well in the city.
Were you blown away by the fact that Josh Harris and the ownership group was willing to put up $2.7 billion of private money to make this happen?
Was I blown away by it? No, because I thought they could see the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like this is not like a in my opinion, I'm the mayor, like a hard sell RFK. Like it is perfect for the football experience, the views. And the importance, you know, Roger Goodell was at our announcement for a reason.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, yep. So it's important to the team. It's important to the league.
What were they skeptical about? Besides the timeline and everything, did they say, we like this? Hey, do your Josh Harris impression. We like this land.
Hey, Mayor Bowser, we like that everything is going on here.
She's that impressed.
Don't you feel like you're sitting across the table from the real Josh Harris?
Hey, no, but did they have reservations about, like, we like this, but we don't know if, besides timeline and stuff, if it's big enough or, you know, et cetera. Did they have any of those reservations?
No.
No.
Everybody knows this is the perfect site.
Josh grew up going there.
Yeah, everybody knows this is the perfect site. So I think any skepticism was related. Can we get the land?
The timeline.
And can the district, and this is one of my colloquialisms that I say, is the district going to be able to throw down with us from a fiscal standpoint and a political standpoint?
Do you have say, like who has the final say on the architectural sort of, like if it's going to be a throwback to the monuments, et cetera, or if it's going to be more modern? Like do you have say in that or is that all Josh?
We are participating in the design decisions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a hint as to where you're leaning?
You know, I don't know. I think I'll know it when I see it.
You haven't seen it yet?
It doesn't exist yet.
It's okay. conceptual. It's everything's yes. conceptual.
Different concept.
But, if the vote comes in next Thursday or Friday and it's a go, is 2030, that's a doable date. It will be 2030.
Yes, I'll push them to do it faster.
Hey, I feel like we have to ask this question on behalf of the fans. The stadium is a big question.
Yeah.
But also the name is brought up. Mm-hmm. Has there been a change in your perception of the team name?
No. I think the question has been asked and answered. I think the team has been pretty strong with it, and it's a distraction that they don't need. No, they got to win. No, by the way, it's football season. They got to win games, so I know they want to do that, and I know that we want them to do that too, but we also want them to get this deal done. And I think the goodwill that they have gained in the town. I want to go to one of the practice games.
Oh, one of the preseason games?
Yeah. Or out while they're practicing.
Have you always been a sports fan or just marginally?
I'm a sporting events fan.
You like to be at the events?
I like to go to the game. Just this week, we were at the City Open, and the Mubadala City Open in Ward 4 in Washington, world-class tennis on the lead-up to the U.S. Open right here. And we have that quality. So people from all around our region are coming into a neighborhood tennis stadium to see Venus Williams perform. And so I just love it. I love to see people having fun. And the thing about sports is it brings people from all backgrounds, and RFK really has that history. Mm-hmm. Bringing people from all backgrounds and beliefs for a couple of hours just to enjoy sport. And as mayor, I've always been a sports fan because we do it well and our venues have performed well, not just in terms of what they do inside the building, but what they have spurred outside the building.
Did Goodell promise, it's probably already publicly known, but if you get a new stadium, you get a Super Bowl, right? That's a
lock.
Given. That's a given.
Lock for a
what
Super
other
Bowl.
Things can
lock.
We, what other,
lock it up.
Lock. What other things do we get besides a Super Bowl? We're going to get Final Four?
You could get Final Four. You could get WWE. You could get some college playoff. You could get
college playoff.
Big concerts.
Sick. You can get Taylor Swift, Beyonce. Yep. You know what happened at the Beyonce concert recently? People were like, "What is going on at this stadium?"
All right.
We need to let her go. In fairness, we need to let her go. So she can do the other show.
Mayor Bowser, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you
coming.
She can
do another 5 minutes.
We know that you're super busy.
In fairness, to the other
she's got to hit the other stations.
Yeah.
Well, Mayor Bowser,
thank
we appreciate
you guys.
Everything.
Thank you, Junkies. Yes. Thanks for following. Stay in touch and go, Commanders. Beat Philly.
That's the queen of DC.
Beat Philly. Well, beat everybody.
Mayor Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C.
with
the Junkies. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Good job, guys.
You can go to @JunksRadio on Twitter right now. Vote on our Drink Surfside poll of the day. Brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can, just 100 calories. Zero carbonation for that easy sipping that you want. Find Surfside at your local bar and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores or grocery stores too. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Do you think this RFK deal finally crosses the finish line soon? You can either vote yes or no. Still skeptical. Go place your vote.
I'd vote yes, but I was kind of convinced the Wizards and the Capitals would be playing in Alexandria too. So we know that these billion-dollar deals can change, but she was smiling, and she said it was still a 4 out of 5, but when she came on the radio show, what was that, about a month ago, Jason?
Probably.
Here's what's going to happen.
She came on the radio show a month ago, and she said the level of concern was 4, you could hear it in her voice. Her voice was different.
Dude.
They don't
hold the votes unless they have the votes. They already know they have.
She's not going to arrange 3 live interviews talking about it if she's not...
She's going to get the amended deal.
That they're not going to get the vote.
She's going to get the amended deal back from Mendelsohn, and she'll be like, "Okay, I can do that." Check.
Well, to
that,
be honest with you, Jason,
it's good.
The PR person said this was scheduled before that.
Right.
Scheduled this before they knew they were going to have.
Yeah, but they probably still felt pretty confident.
Yeah, I can tell they are.
Well, there's no doubt. Like there was an article.
They're not holding the vote if they don't know.
Obviously, articles in the Washington Post and everything, but the article in the New York Times talked about how they were trying to build momentum. So this was a momentum play. The booking was to build momentum and build pressure on the city council to pass it, sign it.
If you want to weigh in on the mayor's appearance on the show, you're welcome to do that. 800-636-1067. Because last time I checked, it's still an open line Thursday.
And the truth is, you know, Mendelsohn, on behalf of the city, may be trying to get a better deal. But he knows that the fans want this. When we did a poll a while back when it first became possible, overwhelming landslide. People want the stadium in RFK.
Right.
People aren't fired up for it to be back in Maryland or in Virginia. They want it at RFK.
Despite what Stephen A. Smith was saying a few days ago on ESPN, that the Ravens and the Commanders should share a stadium somewhere in the state of Maryland. He's actually an insane person that doesn't know what he's talking about.
I thought that went very well. She's obviously a very, very motivated person. You could tell this means a lot to her and her legacy to get this deal done. And you know what?
She wouldn't admit it either, but it's the one seed. If this if this gets done, it supersedes everything else.
Right.
What's bigger?
I don't know.
What's going to be bigger?
It's definitely
on
bigger
resume?
Than the Wharf. I mean, it's great. The Wharf looks great, and they've definitely transformed parts of the cities during his tenure. But
it's the one seed.
I think so.
Yeah.
If they get rid of that corpse that's blighting the landscape, and they build a state-of-the-art new stadium with all the affordable housing, mixed-use retail, green spaces, you know, the athletic center for the kids that live in the area, that's going to be her crowning achievement.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, she brought a new hospital east of the river. She's done a lot of things. Like,
hospital.
She has her list.
Nobody cares.
Whoopie doodle hospital. Okay. What's more important? A hospital or
any dope can bring in a hospital.
A glimmering new football stadium.
She expanded early childhood education.
Interesting.
That's good.
What's so interesting about it is that she's obviously not a massive sports fan, but she knows what's good for the city.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, clearly, she just knows the benefit of it. And it's not like she's some diehard that went
to
games.
She likes sports events.
Yeah, she wants to be there.
She also likes owners who back up 1,000 Brinks trucks with $2.7 billion in them.
Right.
She likes that. And it's hard to pass up that sort of private investment into your city.
Yeah. Were they happy behind the scenes, people?
I don't know. They stormed out of here and went to the next show. So
no idea.
Feedback yet.
There was no lingering after
they're all
the interview.
Business.
I understand.
They are. All
they're
business.
Moving with military precision.
Not
over
a lot
there.
Of pleasantries.
No.
Were you disappointed?
No. It was fine. It's to be expected.
It's a different level. They asked, I think, three different times. With the chair sitting right there, like, is this the chair she's going to sit in?
Yeah. It's very calculated.
I thought rock stars were pampered.
I like all of her people because none of them smiled.
You like the photographer guy.
You like the fact that they didn't smile?
Yeah, because I don't smile.
You smile.
You smile sometimes.
You've been smiling a little bit lately.
It was a joke. Good Lord.
You've been smiling.
Did we just not get your sense of humor? Is that what it is?
You clueless people. But yeah, she is very excited. I can tell she's excited. It's going to happen. Does it happen next Thursday or Friday? I would guess probably.
Now, what is interesting is the PR person did say that I think currently they have 450 people scheduled to speak. So I guess there's always some sort of wrinkle, some witness or some testimony could sway people, because I'm sure it's not going to be all positive.
Do you think she felt like she was sitting across from Josh Harris when I did my bad Josh Harris impression?
I think she was trying to figure it out.
She wasn't moved.
She didn't hate it.
I thought it was a great...
I think it's pretty good.
I think yours is pretty good. I tried to highlight you. I tried
Thank
to serve
you.
I threw a softball at you.
I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate getting teed up.
Yeah.
She might have been more impressed with your shorts. I wouldn't have even noticed.
These are brand new shorts. I just bought them a month ago.
I could tell by
you better
her,
take those back.
Which was my instinct before.
She left the tag on.
She didn't care what people wear.
No.
She doesn't care at all. But I could have been in a freaking white t-shirt.
You could have been in a clown costume.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Wouldn't have mattered.
You mean a white tank top?
Yeah, yes. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
An old school Archie Bunker white
t-shirt. We could have worn whatever we wanted.
Yeah, she didn't care. All right, let's go. Let's go to the phones if you want to chime in. Open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Been a busy one. Can't even remember. We didn't get breakfast.
We did not. I haven't eaten a morsel. I'm famished.
I actually went up and got my own food. I had to go get an Uncrustable.
You got 90 extra bucks in
here. We didn't have boots on the ground at Bethesda Bagels.
Yeah, honestly, Mar disappointed me a little bit
it's
there.
Okay.
He did. He dropped the bag.
Look, he was a deer in the headlights for a little bit. He's okay. He's going to recover.
I learned something about Mar in a stressful situation.
Yeah. You don't want to be in a foxhole with that guy?
I'm not sure in a stressful situation that Mar's my guy.
He didn't know where to go, though. He would walk towards us, and we would say breakfast. Then he'd walk the other way, and then Drab would be like, no. Then he'd walk back to us and say breakfast.
Yeah, and I'm getting hit up for clips and audio and stuff. It was a million different directions, but, you know,
who hits you up for the clips? Like, who hits you up?
Just like Lou and stuff.
So I know who Lou is. So Lou, is he constantly like, dude, I need a clip?
No. It's just today, you know, there's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts. And then it's also like, I got to go walk and get breakfast. But, you know, tomorrow's our day.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, what's up, man?
What's up, Jokes?
Hey, how are you, pal?
Good. I just wanted to thank you guys for putting me on these surf sites. I got Honey, I got the green teas. Have you tried those yet?
Yes.
That's Valdez's bit. Yeah. I love
the green teas.
Valdez invented the green teas.
I basically invented it.
I just picked up two. I got the regulars, the 2 8-packs, and I'm headed down to Bobo Beach.
Which one is Bobo?
No, he's doing it. He's doing it.
Okay. I thought it was.
I do like your hustle, sir.
It's Bobo Beach with all the boys at the barbecue at Bobo Beach.
That'll never not make me laugh.
He's hilarious.
I love me some Pablo Francisco.
Yeah, what? Is he coming to town anytime soon?
I have no idea.
Is he done? Did he retire?
Is he still alive?
I think he's alive, is a big question.
Coming back here.
All right, we're getting him in studio.
We got a Mr. Magoo impression incoming.
Honestly, listen, I like Pablo. You don't get sad when you see Pablo.
No. He makes me laugh.
You know what
he
surprised me about Pablo Francisco? I saw a conversation where Seinfeld was jocking him.
Bung Bung Beach.
Like they're old school comics.
How do you not jock this genius?
Bung Bung Beach.
Well, I think Seinfeld was saying there's, you know, different types of comics, and he was just talking about some people that'll slay, and he's like, he goes, the guy delivers.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jim Bob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Jim Bob
calling from Chevy Chase.
I know, it's incongruent.
He must be like working.
Hey, I met Jim Bob's relatives at Caroline's wedding.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. You did? Yeah. Oh, okay.
They said to let him through more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does Jim Bob call a lot?
Yeah.
All right.
What's up, Jim Bob?
Hey, you guys, and this is the biggest thing our wonderful mayor has done. She kept the Wizards of the Caps right there in D.C.
I mean, it's big.
Right.
That's huge.
Yeah. We talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
Away from those weirdos over in Northern Virginia, man.
Yeah, weirdos like Jason in Northern Virginia.
Yep, we are.
What else you got?
We got midget wrestling.
All right.
Well, that's it?
That's it. Love to Tim Strachan, man. Take care.
Yeah, yep. Tim Strachan.
Mystics. They built the... they've changed the name of
it. They have a corporate sponsor now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the corporate sponsor is. That's usually your thing.
Care First?
I think you're right.
Care First Arena?
We've done a few shows from there. RFK would be a much bigger accomplishment.
The plate is full. They need to do something with that old haunted hospital facility that's taking up a lot of space near the arena.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely haunted. I don't think it isn't. It's scary.
Why
St. Elizabeth's? Is that the name of it? I could be wrong. I don't know.
Am I supposed to say like
Matin? It's his name. I don't know. It's his real name.
Matin. I was like, is that Martin? Like, I don't know what's going on.
Martin.
What is going on?
That's my middle name. Sally.
Matin.
Matin, correct. M-E-T-I-N. I know it's unusual.
Matin.
Yeah, it's okay.
What's up, Matin?
What's your heritage?
Yeah, what's the country of origin name here?
My parents came to this country in the 1950s from the little tiny island country of Cyprus in the eastern Mediterranean.
Okay. Heard of it.
Cool.
Don't know anything about it. Heard of it.
It's like close to Greece.
It is very close to Greece.
There we go.
I feel like it sounds like a wealthy country. Is that not true?
Cyprus?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, man. It is not wealthy.
So, bro.
No, on that one.
So, Busto?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. What do you got?
What's up, Martin?
Hey, love to invite the Junkies and the production team to stop by our tailgate at University of Maryland for the opening game.
Ooh.
Where that's Florida Atlantic?
Look at that. Valdez is perked up. He is a turf.
You know what's funny is Martin, is that behind the glass, the boys are trying to get together and go to a Terps football game and do the whole tailgate
Love
beforehand.
It. Love the idea.
Do we have the right? We don't have the rights to it, do we? Terps football?
980.
980 does. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
I would not only love for them to stop by the tailgate and get something to eat or drink, but I can even have tickets for the game if they would like to sit with us. We're going to be sitting in section 5. It's a group of about almost 50 of us, 55-0.
Is that in the shaded side? I need to know shade. That.
I mean, it's hugely important, especially in August.
I'm not sure if it's the shaded side. I can't guarantee that. More than likely, it's going to be the sunny side, I hate to say.
Mm, it's so hot on those money metal bleachers.
I've done it before. Where is said lot?
Yeah, where's the tailgate?
The tailgate is going to be right up against the stadium. We're doing it through Revel, which is the official tailgaters, I guess, for University of Maryland.
Okay. All right. I'm
trying to coordinate with these guys. I've never used them before. We've done tailgates every year, but never anything of this extent and nothing this large. But excited about it. And I'm not a big name dropper, but we're expecting Locker and his family to be there as well. And so
I love the Locker.
Hopefully we have some fun folks there.
You know what, Matin? Call us closer to college football season and we'll figure out a date that at least Drab myself and Mark.
Yeah,
out.
May try to rendezvous.
Maybe Cakes
you.
Will show up. Jason That's definitely possible. Won't show up.
Yeah. I might show up, but I would need some free stuff. All right.
Again, I would love to have you guys. Love to host you guys for even 5 minutes.
Appreciate the invite.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate that.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for that hospitality.
Talk to my agent. Thank you, pal. Thank you.
Scheduled right. appearance at the tailgate.
I try and make it happen. Knee deep in kids' activities. Look,
I mean, I haven't pondered that yet. Yeah, you're right.
I am not knee deep in kids' activities. Yeah. I got a lot of time.
Yeah, you're all done. Yeah. It's all done. It's all over.
It's pretty much over. Yeah,
you'll be knee deep in surf sides.
Oh, so many surf sides. Yeah. You know how many surf sides I'm going to pack in my car for the trip to South Carolina? A lot.
When are you?
And I have a corresponding surf side cooler that I will bring to Bung Bung Beach.
Oh, how did you get the cooler? Did you get the day delivered?
Because Bobby Malicki hooked me. That's how.
Did you say, hey, EB got
don't you have a golf bag?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Did you say EB got a bag?
If you want to reach out to Bobby, and he can hook you.
They actually. I'm not saying, and I will.
Did he ship it right to your house?
Shipped it.
Wow.
Right to the front stoop.
They actually have amazing stuff.
They do.
Like you look at like their logo and all that stuff on there is great. Probably the worst thing is the golf bag. It's like all the other stuff is way better.
Dude, I'm actually jealous that Cakes got that cooler because that is a legit, amazing, hard cooler that you're going to take on the beach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No sand's going
to
get in.
No, I'm telling you, you go to Surfside and you look at their merch page.
Drinks me so cold.
Their merch page is lit. It's
good.
It is. There's good stuff
there. I got
there.
A crew neck. I got a couple hats. I got a visor. I got a cooler. I'm good.
Oh, he got the whole setup.
Straight.
He got the whole setup.
Yes. Hooked it.
Yeah, they have really nice stuff on there, actually.
You should get more.
We were going to do a whole bit where we're going to goof on Bobby Blicky because the golf bag was the least like colorful and awesome of all the other things.
What was it? Just
no, it's nice. It has the Surfside logo, but all that stuff on that merch page, it'll blow you away.
Look, if you don't like it,
didn't look like the cover.
If you don't love it, ship it to me because I will use it because my kid now is using my golf bag.
No. I got it.
He's using the one that says Cakes.
Yes. I told him, I said, that's embarrassing. Yeah. I can get you a different panel. He said, no, it's fine.
I use the one that says JP. Appreciate it.
He's paying homage to his pops.
My son got one from like a guy he worked for. It says like Tom, you know, Blankenship or whatever.
Right.
But it's a nice one.
Yeah, sure.
So he just uses it. Yeah.
Take the freebies.
What are you going to do?
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
We're going to hook up callers 10 and 11 right now with some tickets. Caller 10, you're going to win a pair of tickets to NSO Back to the Future Saturday, August 2nd at Wolf Trap. Recharge your flux capacitor, everybody, and get ready to celebrate this unforgettable movie classic as you've never seen or heard it before. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You score those. Caller 11, you're going to win Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Jiffy Lube Live tickets. Special guest DaBaby, Friday, July 25th. That's this Friday at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com. So 11th caller at 800-636-1067. You'll win those tickets.
Remember Dan Quinn was voted by the players an A-plus when the NFLPA came out with that report card.
Yep.
He was the number one coach. This is why. Day two of training camp. Day two.
Yeah.
Von Miller, Laremy Tunsil, Noah Brown, all day off.
Oh, very nice.
Really?
Veteran maintenance
day. Veteran day off.
Well, I can see Noah Brown, but yeah, I mean, Von Miller's 36. Tunsil's, he's older.
But he responds to players like that and hooks them up with maintenance days.
You know who
days.
Else had a day off? Terry McLaurin.
He did. Yeah, well, he might be doing yoga
his
again.
Day off's costing him 50 large.
That's right. Didn't it's, cost Von Miller.
It's way different.
Hmm.
They must. We've talked about this on air, right? That they could work. They could put in like workout incentives and that kind of thing. That, you know, makeable incentives to try to make up this money. Because it's just stupid to give up 50 grand a
just
day.
Just lighting 50 grand on fire every day.
Yeah. Let's just get this.
He's dug in. He wants that fat new deal. All right, we have to get out of here. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.